impossible dream to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to be better far than you are, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to be willing to give when there's no more to give, to be willing to die so that honor and justice may live. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest, and the world will be better for this. That one man, scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable star.
This is Art Athens. The following recording was made in conjunction with the Al Spiro Memorial Fund, which is raising money for an intensive care unit at the Good Samaritan Hospital, an intensive care unit that Al Spiro wanted so badly in Rockland County, an intensive care unit that, had it been in existence at the time of Al's death, might have saved his life. Portions of this recording were made shortly after Al's death, and some parts of it have been added later. Therefore, you'll note a difference in quality and perhaps a difference in context of the recording. But we ask you to bear in mind that this is a record of Al Spiro and of WRKL. This is a record of Al's impossible dream.
That one man, scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable star.
The reasons for our going off, of course, are open to speculation. We're pretty much convinced that the reasons that we have gone off is because we have offered a platform in this community for all spectrums of opinion to express their opinions, and obviously there are certain people who don't like that. We're going to continue to do it, and as I made a statement recently, if we get burnt out every week, I'm sure the community will help us rebuild every week. We have already had one threat in the middle of the night that this will not last long. We'll see. If anybody tries to interfere with our broadcasting, we'll rebuild it, and we'll rebuild it, and we'll rebuild it. So, let's go on with Hotline.
And with those words, Al Spiro, for the second time in his life, put WRKL on the air. WRKL was burnt to the ground on July 22nd, 1967, a little over 3 years after it went on the air. The physical WRKL was completely destroyed by that fire, but the real WRKL was not. The real WRKL was not a building, records, or equipment. The real WRKL was, and is, and always will be, Al Spiro.
do you know how Al got into radio? When Al was about 16, he was all finished with high school except for a course in gym, which he flunked. And he had decided he was going to defer getting his diploma and go around the world a few times first. So he taught himself how to wait on tables and went across the Pacific spilling ice water on people. And after a while, he worked his way into sick bay and found
the radio man there. How do you mean he worked his way into sick bay?
I think he probably just exhausted himself.
Oh, I thought he was going in as an assistant to the doctor to remove bedpans.
No, he was just, he had a cold.
Oh, okay.
Such. And he found that the easiest job on a ship was radio officer, because the radio officer closed the radio shack and went out to see the world while the other people were busy cleaning up the ship. So he bought all the books for a two-year course, locked himself in the little country house they had in Greenwood Lake, and in 2 weeks he had memorized the course and Morse code, took the test, and passed it. That's why we can't replace Al. It's that mind and that brightness and the storage of facts that, well, from my point of view, there are other things, but in terms of radio.
Following that fire, a group calling themselves the Friends of Al Spiro formed an association to help get Al Spiro back on the air. And Al got back on the air, with the hotline starting his programming of the day on July 27th, 4.5 days after the fire. And at a dance held by the Friends of Al Spiro, Spiro tried to explain to everyone exactly why WRKL was what it is.
I think it's important for all of you to realize what you're doing here. I know it sounds strange to you, but you. And I think it's more important that you are all here, not so much as the Friends of Al Spiro, but you are here as the friends and as the supporters of a certain idea. And this is something that WRKL has tried to bring to the community, a matter of free speech. If there is ever respect and representation, so at least we know somebody listens. Another way that I know somebody listens was that the other day when I was being attacked by someone lovely for being unfair and for making phony offers of time on the air to rebut my appearance, I pointed out that although I consider myself a liberal, I had, at the station, it was burned up in fire, a plaque from the Conservative Party, the philosophical real. But I had a plaque from the Conservative Party which afforded my parents from the 1964 campaign. A lot of stuff has been burnt. That plaque has been replaced. And here is another plaque to Al Spiro and WRKL in recognition for a job well done. Radio Free Rockland shall prevail. The Rockland County Conservative Party, 1967. And I specifically picked this conservative plaque to talk about because there are many of you who agree with me. And you are actually friends that I know. Well, it's pretty easy for you to get together and do some of the stations. And I strongly appreciate the people who disagree with me for putting a great effort into doing some of the stations. Because John Riley wrote a letter saying it is my station. It is not. It is your station. As I've said many times on the air, a radio station was given a franchise by the government on public property, and in my opinion, should use it accordingly. And I feel that I'm doing it. Conclusion, thank you all so much, and I'll continue to operate it as your station, so that each and every one of you, when you want to, can have a voice. And here's what we get.
When we had the Friends of Al Spiro giving the fire dance, which Al called the first annual fire dance, we raised $5,000 that way. That $5,000 was Al's start on a new building, a fireproof building. and we want everyone to know that that building is going up according to Al's plan. We'll invite everyone to come on down when it's ready and help us enjoy it. And
oh, that's going to be quite a blowout that day.
Well, I suppose it will. I'm not really thinking too much in terms of parties right now, but in terms of seeing to it that that building gets known and that everybody is confident that the principles for which Al knocked himself out so badly are really here still, that the station is still what he used to call it, a public trust, and that it is the county station, not just a business. So all I can say is that anyone who really wants to give a tribute to Al, use the station and enjoy it.
The fact that thousands of dollars were raised by the Friends of Al Spiro and that thousands of persons have turned out for many WRKL functions proved one thing. WRKL and Al Spiro had a definite impact on the county, an impact undoubtedly far greater than Spiro had hoped for when he planned and dreamed of the station, and an impact greater than imagined possible when on July 4th, 1964, for the first time, Rockland County listeners, those that were listening, heard this, recorded here for the first time in New York City.
WRKL, 10 kilocycles, East of New York. And this is our first full day of broadcasting. This is Radio Independence Day for Rockland County. We are bringing you all the news, all the events that occur in Rockland County. Today we're just going to confine ourselves to music and other items about the county. Music about being one of them. Let me see. The temperature in Rockland County at the moment is 78. That comes from Spring Valley. And the barometric pressure is 29.60. The wind is 4 miles from the northwest. And we're going to have an extended forecast for Rockland County and vicinity on our 9:30 newscast. If you'd like to comment on our programming for today, why don't you give us a call at Elmwood 65000. Elmwood 65000. And we are broadcasting from the heart of downtown Mount Ida in Radio Swamp.
And that one phone number given by Al on the first day of broadcasting for WRKL and the call for comments on the station soon blossomed into Al's trademark and the byword of Rockland County Radio.